Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. I have two guests in the studio today. We're going to be talking about something very exciting happening in Wilmington. Elizabeth Haster, Executive Director of Wilmington Ballet Company, is here. Kim Kelly, Communications Manager from Cameron Art Museum, is here as well. The Cameron Art Museum and Wilmington Ballet Company are partnering with Lower Cape Fear Hospice and Life Care Center, bringing two Wilmington traditions to life. First of all, the Festival of Trees, which many of us remember from its many years at the Wilmington Hilton Riverside, and also the Nutcracker, a full-length, grand-scale version of the ballet. So first of all, thank you both so much for being here today.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Let's talk, first of all, about the Festival of Trees. Kim, it's going to be at the Cameron Art Museum for the first time. Tell us how Cameron Art Museum got involved, and then we'll talk about all the wonderful things that it is.
Okay. It's actually started as a conversation between Wilmington Ballet Company and the Cameron Art Museum, our inaugural director, Anne Brennan. So I'd like Elizabeth to say a few words about how that actually came about.
Okay.
Well, we reinvented the Festival of Trees last year with the help of Minnie Evans and Ashley High School, but setting up and breaking down in a high school was quite an endeavor, and so it seemed like a natural flow for me to approach the Cameron Art. That seemed like just a beautiful home for the trees, and Cameron Art really is a center of community art in our region, and so it just seemed like a natural fit to me. And when I approached Anne, she thought the idea was wonderful, and it just flowed from there.
It's a beautiful setting to have the Festival of Trees. What is the Festival of Trees for folks who've just moved here and haven't seen it before?
It's just a wonderful exploration into a forest, basically, of trees decorated by beautiful decorations coming from a lot of different interpretations of what those trees can look like.
A lot of times the trees have a theme or a color scheme or something. And then who decorates the trees, and how many do you think there'll be this year?
We're going to have at least 25 trees that are going to be mostly in the reception hall. Some will be in the Galleria area. They'll be able to walk in. It's going to be like it's a snow forest. And some snow falling as well.
Wow. Now, who decorates the trees?
We have a lot of nonprofits and businesses that are stepping up to do decorations. We have the Black Arts Alliance. We have Sugar on Front. Friends School is also coming in.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's going to be wonderful.
And then what does it cost to sponsor a tree and put a tree in the Festival of Trees?
$750 sponsorship. And that goes directly to hospice in support of their good work.
That's one of the wonderful things about the Festival of Trees. From the very beginning, it has been an event that not only delights everyone of all ages, but is a fundraiser for Lower Cape Fear Hospice and Life Care Center.
We're very appreciative of this relationship and this partnership.
That's
wonderful.
Great.
And when someone sponsors a tree, the $750 goes directly to hospice, but the sponsor also gets coverage. There's going to be many, many people who come through at Cameron Art and who see it and who see the businesses that give to our community and give to hospice. And then also you can either have the tree of your sponsor delivered to your place of business and live there for the month of December, or you can choose to have it delivered to another nonprofit so it can continue to be visible to the community, the good you have done. So it's a great end-of-the-year tax write-off for a business to promote goodwill in the community.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Spread the beauty around and have a tax write-off as well.
That's exactly right.
Now, the Festival of Trees opens on Saturday, November 24th. That's just a week from this Saturday.
That's correct.
And it'll be open that day at the Cameron Art Museum from 10 to 8. And then it runs just for, it looks like, a couple of weeks. It's running on Sunday and Tuesday and Wednesdays from 10 to 6, Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays from 10 to 8. The last day of the Festival of Trees is Sunday, December 2nd from 10 to 6. So it opens on Saturday, November 24th, and it closes on Sunday, December 2nd.
That's
so not a real long time. But
correct. But it is a great opportunity right after the Thanksgiving holidays to kind of get you into the spirit.
That's a good idea, you know, instead of just shopping like a crazy person between now and Christmas, why not go to the Festival of Trees?
Exactly.
And it's so beautiful. It doesn't matter what your religion is or if you have none. Just go and love the trees and enjoy the beauty.
We all benefit from the Cameron Art Museum and from Lower Cape for Hospice, and so celebrate and give at the same time.
Great.
That's right.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Kim Kelly, Communications Manager from Cameron Art Museum, and Elizabeth Haster, Executive Director of the Wilmington Ballet Company. We've been talking about the Festival of Trees that will be at the Cameron Art Museum for the first time. a 25-year history for the event, but now it'll be at the Cameron, and it opens on Saturday, November 24th. Now, the other thing we want to talk about right now, which is all part of this beautiful collaboration, is a full-length, grand-scale production of The Nutcracker that is being put on by the Wilmington Ballet Company and Friends. So, Elizabeth, tell us about the event. Tell us about your great collaborations that are part of this.
Sure. Well, first about The Nutcracker. This will be our sixth Nutcracker, and it is grand scale. It takes an 18-wheel rig to get just the sets in.
Wow.
And there is 100 in the cast. There's a live choir singing the snow scene. We have 5 professionals from 3 different companies joining us. It is truly a grand scale Nutcracker. And it is great for all ages. Children as young as 3 years old. It's very much geared to entertain the young and old alike. So it is for all ages and grand scale. And we are so excited that this year we will be opening the Wilmington Ballet Society Guild to announce our new collaboration with the North Carolina Dance Theater. North Carolina Dance Theater is the oldest North Carolina professional company, and they are making Wilmington their sister city. Yay! And they're going to be sending professionals. We are going to create a full season. It will be Wilmington's first ever fully professional ballet company. But the beauty of that is they are going to integrate in with our youth. They are not just going to be a touring company that pops in and pops out, but they are going to become part of the Wilmington dance scene, offer master classes, lecture series, work with youth here, work with local adult talent. It is going to truly be a gift to Wilmington. So if you love ballet and want to see it grow to a new level, then come to either the Ketker Festival of Trees and you can sign up for an interest there to be a part of this new guild program, or come to both to come see the Nutcracker and get a part of this groundbreaking, exciting opportunity for Wilmington.
That is great news for the dance community, great news for the art scene here in Wilmington. Let's talk about the production itself. You said you'll have how many local dancers plus the 5 professionals coming in?
There's actually 60 local dancers, but we also have actors and actresses, and we have a choir, Ashley High School's technical department. Their students get involved. Their drama department students get involved.
Right.
The all-county choir from Brunswick County is coming to sing the pre-show and live the snow scene. So over 100 are involved.
Wow.
Not to mention all of their families and the volunteers.
Exactly.
Because it is an enormous production to put on, and but so exciting to watch. There's giant things that roll on and off, a clock that drops from the sky, and big Mother Ginger and the oversized Aladdin's lamp and giant Russian nesting dolls. It is really quite a production to see.
Wonderful. Where are all these elaborate sets and props coming from?
Well, they have been being built for about 12 years. So it has been a building upon each other. They take up, we call it Never Never Land. They go away to 3 pods, these giant pods that they live in all year. But every year we add to that. And then they come to Minnie Evans. It takes a whole week to load them in and put them up.
So they're actually owned by the Wilmington Ballet
Company.
Owned
by the Wilmington Ballet Company.
Wow.
And we have been graciously given so many grants through the years, and we built upon them so that every year it can get bigger. Every year we're not buying new. This year we have new giant octopus and fish that are dropping from the sky that are currently living in my garage. And so every year we take very good care of what we build, because we have artists involved in building these things, and build upon it every year. So people look very much forward to our new surprises and new costumes. Our costumes have gotten national awards. We've had pictures of New York City ballet dancers wearing our costumes, because we have a local costumer, Jonna Moore, who has won national awards. They are really fabulous.
Wow, it sounds
so great.
It
is spectacular. It is a grand scale ballet.
All right.
At a budget price.
Well, there you go. All right. We just have a couple of minutes left. There's a couple more things I want to cover. I do want folks to know that the full-length grand-scale Nutcracker has 2 performances on Saturday and Sunday, the 1st and 2nd, both performances at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Minnie Evans Performing Arts Center, which is at the Ashley High School. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Now, there's 2 more things really quickly, the VIP event and the Meet the Characters event.
The VIP event's going to be happening on the 24th, starting at 11 o'clock, our big grand opening and excitement about seeing all the trees and the festivities going on. We'll have some of the characters there from the ballet company in their regalia, and it'll be an exciting time. Grinaldo Frazier will be there to help get us into the mood.
Oh, absolutely. He knows how to do that.
Exactly.
And then there's a Meet the Characters event.
on Friday night, our professional guest will join us then, and children can bring autograph books. We will have autograph paper available there, and you can get an up close and personal with the characters.
All right. Now, if all these dates and times and prices and various events have kind of gone by quickly, let me tell you a couple of websites you can go to. You can get more information and also get tickets. First of all, you can go to CapeFearFestivalOfTrees.org. For information about the Nutcracker, NutcrackerWilmingtonNC.com. Okay, NutcrackerWilmingtonNC.com. Mm-hmm.
And if I can ask, we still have a few spots open for decorators. That's if you want to volunteer to decorate a tree. And for sponsors, that's if you want to sponsor a tree. And you can either go to both of the websites, or to sponsor a tree, you can call JW Benefits at 799-5453 and help hospice and help the community.
Absolutely. If you want to get tickets also, you can go to Learning Express, or once the Festival of Trees opens, you can go to the front desk at the Cameron Art Museum and get tickets there for the Festival of Trees and also for the Nutcracker.
Exactly.
I want to thank you both for being here so much. I want to thank Elizabeth Hester, Executive Director of Wilmington Ballet Company, and Kim Kelly, Communications Manager for Cameron Art Museum.
Thank you so much.
Such a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
This is WHQR.